All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
We'll get some more of your calls momentarily, but we got to do a little NFL football here because, well, we love football. Sully, you have another one of your lists, and I'm all ears. What do you got?
Okay, so we did the bold predictions over the next three seasons yesterday, but today, power rankings for all 32 teams in terms of who's in best shape over the next 3 years, if that makes sense.
Number 32, the Giants.
Close. You got the Giants at 31, the only team in worse shape over the next 3 years. How about the Miami Dolphins?
Oh, God. Dave Gettleman. All right, just go ahead. I don't want to obsess over that. Just keep moving.
So you got the Cardinals at 30.
You imagine we had a chance to take Sam Darnold at number two in a draft. We took a running back. We're going to waste the prime of Saquon Barkley's career, and by the time the team's ready to win, have to pay him $20 million a year.
Yep.
Finito.
Just move on, please.
Yeah, the Cardinals at 30 with Kyler Murray, but then
I disagree with that.
Do you?
I do. I think Kyler Murray has a chance to be transformative. I think Kyler Murray has a chance to be an incredible impact guy. I mean, look, I guess any quarterback comes into the league, you could see it fail, right? But I think Kyler in the new NFL with his skill set, with Kingsbury just focusing on the offense, I think Kyler's got a chance to hit the ground running. And no, I'm not telling you Arizona's going to be good this year. They lack the infrastructure, but Kyler Murray, to me, would you be shocked if next year he was discussed in the top 12 QBs in football? You know, being that Michael Vick-type impact guy, not stylistically, this kid is a pocket passer. I don't know. I'm higher on Kyler Murray than most. Well, I just don't – I don't like putting them amongst the Dolphins, Rosen, Giants, Daniel Jones neighborhood.
And quarterback wasn't the issue with their rankings. It was 17th. Their worst was – front office, which ranked 32nd in the NFL. So that really weighed it down.
That is fair.
Okay, the other New York team, the Jets at 29. But then let's skip ahead a little bit.
Why are the Jets at 29? Jesus, what do they think? Sam Darnold's garbage?
Overall roster ranked 30th. That's why I weighted them down.
Okay.
Jump ahead a few spots here to a guy and a team we've talked about a lot on this show, Jameis Winston and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 26. God.
Yeah, I don't like the front office there. If you're going to knock the others, they're right there. I feel bad. Bruce Arians is actually a cool guy, unbelievable guy in person, great dude, great coach, great offensive mind. Love the hire. Don't like what seems like an organizational decision to stick Jameis Winston on him. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to be starting over at quarterback in a year, and therefore this is about the next 3 years. You got a rookie quarterback. Yeah, you're going to be bottom 7-8 in the league.
They rank 31st in quarterback situation. Okay, so again, this is the next 3 years, which teams are in the best shape. 21, you have the Detroit Lions.
I don't know, man. I mean, I can't yell and scream about it. It's sad. It's just kind of, I think the coaching position's a question mark. The GM's a question mark. The talent on the roster's a question mark. This is either going to become New England Midwest or it's going to bomb out this year. That's it. That's all. I don't know what direction it's going to go. I'm hopeful it gets better, but boy, Mike, a lot of people think this team's going to suck this year. So, yeah, if you're bad this year, you're probably firing your coach, which means you're starting over again, which means the next 3 years you're one of the bottom dirty dozen.
Who wants pizza?
Go away.
What do you make of the Cowboys at 14?
Fine with it. I think Dak puts a ceiling on what you can accomplish. I don't think he's terrible, like you do, but I don't think he's great. And I think he's a guy that's like Alex Smith-esque. He can take you somewhere, but there's going to be a ceiling on it. Plus, the Zeke Elliott thing will be a franchise-altering decision. But from a roster standpoint, they are loaded with talent. And we got to give Jerry Jones and staff credit, man. They have slated this draft over the last 3-4 years. They are set up to win and win big. The limiting factor will be the quarterback. I actually like where they're listed there. 14 feels right.
Yep. Now, this is interesting next. NFC North, besides the Lions at 21, is all bunched together. Chicago Bears 11, Vikings 12, Packers 13.
I don't hate on it. I mean, look, the Packers, Aaron Rodgers is due for a bounce back. Has to prove he's got a big year left in him. I think he does. I think the most interesting one there is the Bears. Yep. If Mitch Trubisky can turn a corner this year, I think they become a top five team based on the rest of that roster. Again, loaded with great defensive players. And offensively, Nagy is always going to be able to generate points. I love the kid they drafted out of Iowa State, David Montgomery. Allen Robinson on the team, Trey Burton on the team, Tariq Cohen, the human joystick. They got real weapons and a real system. I think the Bears are the one there that's got the ability to really move up, but it's all about Trubisky.
So at number 9, and this team received a number 2 overall ranking for the draft and how they've done in the draft. Number 9 is the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, they're building. They really are. They're stacking talent. They're aggressive. They're taking chances. And look, they took a big swing with Odell. They took a big swing with Kareem Hunt, albeit low risk outside of getting, you know, ripped in the media. They've hit on their draft picks. They got the last laugh going Baker and Denzel Ward when a lot of people, myself included, thought you take Saquon 1 and Baker 4. Denzel Ward is damn good. They nailed the Nick Chubb selection. They've just done a really nice job. They have. And they're stacking talent. Yeah, Mike, I ain't got no problem with it.
This next team is top 5, literally top 10 in every single category, but number 6 overall, Pittsburgh Steelers, for the next 3 years.
Yeah, it's a credit to the organization. I still worry losing Le'Veon and losing AB in the same offseason. I wonder what Roethlisberger really has left in the tank. But yeah, overall, if you talk about a top-to-bottom operation that year in, year out will field a competitive football team, will draft well, will just stay relevant, the Pittsburgh Steelers are kind of that model organization. I don't have a problem with that.
All right, let's do this since we're running out of time here.
Take your time.
The top 5, and I want you to pick and choose what you want to react to here.
Okay.
5 Seahawks, 4 Chiefs, 3 Eagles over the course of the next 3 years, 2 Patriots, and number 1, this is according to ESPN, the team that's in the best shape over the next 3 years is the Indianapolis Colts.
All right, on surface, I disagree with the Pats because Brady's going bye-bye. And I just, come on, enough. Gronkowski's gone. I don't know about all that. Colts at 1's probably a little much. I still don't love their skill position players out wide, but the O-line's real, the running game's real, similar to New England. The difference is Andrew Luck is like 12 years younger than Brady. I think the Chiefs is the interesting one. I really need to make sure that Tyreek Hill is actually going to play and not do awful things. But I could flip-flop Chiefs, Colts, and I would drop Pats. Fine if you want to keep him in the top 10, but that's a little high for me considering, come on, there's no way Brady plays beyond this year, is there?
You never know with him.
Come on.
Never say never. No issue, though, with the Eagles 3 and Seahawks 5.
No, Howie Roseman does an amazing job in Philadelphia. And the Seahawks, as long as you have Russell Wilson, you win 10 games. You don't believe me? Go look. They win 10 games every year. The only guy left from the Super Bowl team on that roster, besides Russ, is Bobby Wagner. They're still winning 10 games a year. So, no issue there.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.